First up is just a quick roadmap of what I think of as a somewhat difficult task to cover, which is the issue of sovereign immunity, both state and tribal, patent exhaustion, somewhat unrelated, all in the context of licensing and some licensing provisions to think about in view of all this. So with that, let's start talking about sovereign immunity. What is it? If you're like me, a caveman patent lawyer who doesn't really know much about sovereign immunity and had to go learn it all for this presentation, really all I know about the Constitution is promote the progress of science and the useful arts. So this was a fun experience for me, and I'll try to bring everyone up to speed and how that might impact licensing issues that you're involved in. So sovereign immunity shields sovereign entities from lawsuits and judicial power and agency proceedings in some cases. And this applies to the federal government, states, tribes. I haven't written it down here, but it also applies to foreign governments, foreign sovereigns as well. In the U.S., sovereign immunity can be waived by the state or tribal, can be waived by consent or abrogated by Congress. And there are a couple of cases here that relate to those issues, which are up there for your reference. Also, at the end of my presentation, there are a couple of slides that have some IPR sites if you're going to look for some of these matters after the fact. So let's talk about state sovereign immunity. What's the basis for it? Well, as John just said, throw up the statute. Well, I've got the Constitution, at least an amendment to it, the 11th Amendment, which basically provides the basis for the state sovereign immunity. Power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state. Now, just being a caveman patent lawyer for a second, when I read that, I think, not knowing much about sovereign immunity, can a citizen of the same state use federal power on a federal law question like patent law